Good morning, Kansas Land. David Hollauer, Metal Arc Extension District Agent, Crops and Soils Horticulture with Extension Today. Would like to take this opportunity to wish all of you a very, very happy Thanksgiving. I hope you've had a chance to slow down just a little bit, visit with some family and friends after this busy fall season. You know, there's lots of conversations that we have this time of year, a lot of fun conversations, but one of the more difficult conversations is those that center around the whole idea of a farm transition. But that farm transition is very important to many, many families. There was three faculty in Ag Economics from Oklahoma State University that wrote a publication on the subject of farm transitions. There's a whole bunch of them out there if you look, but this particular publication caught my attention because it included a very telling graphic that was entitled Generational Transition Success Rates for Small Businesses. Now, the data isn't just from family farm transitions. The source is actually a place called the Family Business Institute, but it underscores the difficulty in getting any farm or small business successfully transitioned. Now, their data shows just a 30% transition success rate from the first to the second generation. That rate drops to 12% between the second and third generations and a low of 3% from the third to fourth generation. And what that essentially tells you is this: getting that farm or small business from generation to generation is just very, very difficult and takes a lot of work. So how do farms, small businesses that are desiring transition success make it happen? Now, there's lots of reasons. You know, some of them have done a very good job of communication. Some of them have done a very nice job of getting an estate plan in place. But the bottom line is there is no silver bullet. Every farm family situation is different. And sometimes the very best way to get a difficult thing like a farm transition process rolling is just a little bit of a guiding framework. That framework is hopefully what can be provided by the 2022 KSU Farm and Ranch Transitions Conference. These are full-day conferences that are going to be held in three locations. The first one is going to be December the 13th in Colby. The second one will be the next day in Salina on December 14th. And the last one is December 15th in Erie. Each one is going to feature a number of different speakers, including one of the authors of that publication that I mentioned earlier. And that is Dr. Shannon Farrell. Dr. Farrell is an associate professor of ag law at Oklahoma State University. He practiced law in the private sector for a number of years and then returned to Oklahoma State, where for the last 15 years, he has assisted producers with everything from farm transition planning to land leases. The title of his topic is very, very appropriate for helping producers get started. It's called The First Steps of Succession Planning. And it's going to include pointers from the perspective of an ag lawyer on how to get that process started. And again, getting that initial framework to get that process started is key to having success in that farm transition process. This program is hosted by the Office of Farm and Ranch Transition at Kansas State University. You might not have heard too much about it. It is a newly formed office, and the director is Ashley Westerholt. She is also going to be on the program for the conference, and she is going to talk about the features of the Office and Farm and Ranch Transition, including the Ag Transitions program available to Kansas producers. So if you are trying to get a little bit more assistance in addition to hearing a speaker talk about what the first steps of succession planning might be, Ashley is going to be able to provide information on that Office and Farm and Ranch Transition at Kansas State University that can help you out. There's also going to be two additional sessions to kind of wrap up the afternoon. The first one will be on how to include a lawyer in the succession process and what that should look like, how to be successful including that lawyer in that succession process. And then the program will wrap up with a peer panel on the transition planning process. So you'll get to hear from other people who have been through this process as well. There is a cost to attend, $60. Registration is just around the corner. It needs to be in by December 1. So if you are wanting information on farm transition process and this conference, you can sure contact any of our local or district extension offices, or you can go online to the Office of Farm and Ranch Transitions. That website is www.agkansitions.org. That's agkansitions, agkansitions.org. The events of this conference are listed at the bottom of the page. You can check it out, or again, contact any of our extension offices. We'd be glad to help you so that you can get registered for this very important conference on a very important topic. I hope everybody has a great wrap-up to the holiday weekend. This has been David Hollauer, Metal Arc Extension District Agent, Crops and Soils Horticulture with Extension Today.